I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A new lawyer rule from the American Bar Association would encourage attorneys to report their clients to authorities if doing so would stop a financial crime. For our regular segment on business and finance, we're joined now by our friends at Marketplace, Tess Vigeland at the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. What does this new rule say?
Well, basically, as you said, Alex, it allows attorneys to rat out their clients if they think they're committing or about to commit a financial crime, anything like fraud or conspiracy or any of the myriad charges we've heard so much about in recent months. And it applies both to in-house corporate counsel and to outside lawyers who find out that something's up.
But this isn't actually a requirement?
No, it simply makes it possible for lawyers to do it if they want to. Here's how Paul Martinek put it. He is the editor of Lawyers Weekly.
In some sense, it's actually an effort to protect lawyers who do feel that they should bring something to the attention of authorities and protect them and let them know that they're not going to be disbarred or suspended if they, quote-unquote, snitch on their clients in certain situations.
But another thing to note, Alex, is that this ethics rule from the ABA is really playing catch-up to some state laws that are already on the books, so it is not unprecedented.
But isn't the attorney-client privilege supposed to be one of the most sacrosanct tenets of American law?
You bet. And there was and still is a whole lot of opposition to this new proposal. It only passed 218 to 201 in the ABA's policymaking board. The concern, of course, is that clients will stop talking to their attorneys, or at least talking as much as they used to, out of fear that the attorney will go tell on them if they're doing something wrong. But lawyers can already tell on their clients if it's necessary to save a life, say they find out about a planned murder, or to prevent injury to someone, including if they find out, for instance, if a company is dumping toxic waste. So proponents of this new ethics rule say they're merely extending that protection to potential victims of financial crime.
This all grows out of the corporate scandals of the last year and a half or so, Enron and WorldCom and the others.
Yep. In fact, the ABA tried to pass something similar a couple of years ago, and it failed. But, of course, that was before all those corporate scandals that have dominated the headlines since Enron imploded just about 2 years ago. And you'll remember Enron's attorneys, Vinson and Elkins, got in some trouble for not blowing the whistle on all those unusual business deals that led to the company's collapse. And here in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're following the action of the Fed today and its impact on the markets.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.